You are now entering the prism.
Welcome back to the next episode of Chill Prism Podcast. We have a full crew today, boys.
All three of us.
Sound off.
One.
Nothing wrong.
Have you guys ever been to Fagolis? Fazolis?
No. Also, you are peaking so hard.
Bro, I haven't even begun to peak.
All right. You better.
No, go halfway between what you had and what you have now.
What I started with?
Just like a little bit.
I can't hear you at all.
With your face placement.
I can't hear you at all.
Your facement.
How's this?
Nope. Up.
That's awful.
Up.
More. Okay, we're past
power.
Where.
That's perfect.
Okay,
where I peaked.
Now you're peaking like crazy.
So go down a millimeter.
Yeah.
How about this?
That's so much better.
That is amazing.
That is so much better than
all this is staying in.
You have the most directional microphone I own. So unless you're like in the
So I just
zone,
have to look forward.
Exactly. Yeah. And when you look forward, you peak exactly like you just did again.
Stay but where you're at.
If you're not staring down the barrel of the gun, it will not pick you up and it'll sound super quiet.
Peaking's okay.
All right.
Listen, peaking is okay, especially if it's occasional peaking.
Listen,
not,
you heard it.
Yeah.
From
it must be
because
you yell all the fucking time.
The opposite of peaking is not okay. Last week's episode was difficult, and that's why it was fucking late. A day.
I just hope you're okay with me not making eye contact with you, Ben.
You need a fucking pop filter. Jesus Christ.
It's the way I prefer it. Don't look him in the eyes.
Carry this while I get him a fucking pop filter real quick.
Yeah, we got one right behind him. So, blue balls implies the existence of red balls. And I'm really scared to know what that actually would end up being.
Wouldn't that also imply the existence of yellow balls, purple balls, pink balls, and magenta,
brown balls,
every single color of balls?
Yes. You got a case of the tan sack.
Which is, black balls is what you're, you need to be okay with. Or you need to be what you get if you're not okay with. I'm done.
Can I get workers' compensation?
I was injured in a workplace incident.
Pop filter just hit me in the head.
I will say that you were fired before anything made contact with you, so as to avoid any legal responsibility.
It's just resting.
Listener, I know you can't experience anything of what's happening, but Eric came in with a fresh ass cut. His hair was looking amazing.
And Russell fucking ruined it.
He's proceeding to smear a pop filter right all through his hair. That's amazing. This is like the shittiest setup ever, and I'm so happy with it.
Say, Penis Parker pooped a pickle poop.
How now?
Penis Parker pooped a pickle poop.
That's
pussy.
Actually really good. That's perfect. It looks so awkward for you.
It feels a little awkward.
All right.
It feels like I'm just...
So, before we talk about Fagolis, we're going to start off with our cool brew review.
I want to drink a lot, all the time, every...
I'm comfortable. Hand me that glass over there, Russell.
You don't have a glass.
That's why I'm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hand me that
Those
glass.
Those are both
there.
Dirty.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He doesn't have glassware.
Listen, stop for a second. It's in here, but I have a surprise. Don't pause it. I have a surprise.
Oh shit!
For our friend Erica.
Oh shit! I hope
you
it's a
did
boot.
Not.
No, I didn't. I sharpied. Chill Prism Eric on a mug that I already had.
Hell yeah.
I fucking love it. It's like a Liederstein. That's the manly ass, the most manly ass glass in this whole house.
I love it.
And I will be drinking out of that occasionally by myself.
That's amazing.
But that is your new prism glass until we get you
an official
one.
Oh, yeah. That sounds so beefy. Oh, this smells crisp as fuck. This smells amazing. Eric, would you mind introducing this beer for the listener?
We'll wait till he's done with this episode.
Hold on!
Did you inhale the beer through your nose?
I snorted the head a little bit.
No. All right, can you look at my cock?
Yeah. Everybody got their cock in hand?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Imported from Guatemala, we have Famosa.
Famosa.
Lager beer.
Okay. Tradición y orgullo de Guatemala. Famosa. Desde.
Yeah, I'm glad you took that part.
Because he's black and he's allowed to be a little racist.
Government warning.
Well, just because I couldn't pronounce it.
No.
I probably butchered that.
The only reason we're not going to get canceled for that fucking racist accent is because he's got color in his fucking skin. Yeah. That was fucked up, dude.
Tradición. Orgullo. De Guatemala.
Yermusen.
Famosa.
The and we're done!
Sounds like Dragon Ball Z.
It's not. It's 1930s
Europe. It smells really good. It smells just like a crisp ass beer.
It tastes smells good too.
Oh, I hate that so much.
What?
I hate the way this tastes so much. That is awful. It's sweet. It tastes sweet. Mm. Now it smells like blood. It smells a little irony.
I smell that too.
Yeah. Now I'm a little.
That's weird.
A little fucked up now.
Did we drink cock blood?
I hope so. What? I hope we at least did it as a team. Like, we die together.
Yeah. Russ, did you drink yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's your take on it so far?
It's macro brewy, which is a good... That is not a knock.
Yeah.
Macro brewy is a generalization.
Yeah. It's familiar.
A category in which we fucking rate things. Not a score or part of the score. It is where it gets scored. Does that make sense, or am I saying stupid? Okay.
No. If the listener who's stayed with us this long understands what we're saying.
I don't know.
We'll need to articulate.
We'll find
you.
Out. She yelled at me about watching Star Wars when I said she didn't, you know, whatever. I called her out last episode. Maybe I apologized. I don't fucking know what I did.
I hate
it's
like,
macro brewy. Yeah. I'll say that. It smells more macro brewy than it tastes, and it doesn't taste special. It tastes as if they had to hit a quota and didn't have the hops.
That's what it is. There's an absence of hops.
There's an absence of beer taste, which would be hops.
Yes, taste, like super sweet. That's weird.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's not bad. I don't unenjoy it.
It definitely, I do smell the
Coors.
Iron in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather have a Coors, which is my macro brew. But, yeah. I don't know how much this costed, but it's probably cheaper than, or more expensive than Coors. And
yes.
I prefer a Coors.
Yeah. For the money, I would go with something else.
Hold on. I just drank a little bit more. That tasted like fucking lead water.
Yep.
Can I smell your glass?
Please do.
There's smell mine.
There's a lot of metal content.
Oh. Yours smells way different than mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yours smells good compared to mine.
Yours smells a lot more irony than mine.
Now, me and Ben have the
Russell,
same glass.
Did you bleed in my glassware when
Let
I was
Let me
gone?
Smell yours and just check. Because I just washed and
that
dried.
That smells like straight up blood.
This is weird.
Does your glass smell differently than mine? No fucking way. Are you serious?
Not differently. Yours is stronger and there's fucking less in yours.
Let me smell yours.
This is a new development, guys. I don't know what's happening.
Yours kind of smells like more like mine.
Yeah,
but it's the same scent, right? But Ben's is stronger.
Way strong.
Do you have your can?
Yeah.
Where is it? Give it to me. Listeners, we have a recent breaking development here. We're all going
to
sniff our individual cans. I sniffed the tab, so hold on. Okay. In my honest opinion.
Your medical.
I just smelled Ben's can, and the immediate thought I had was run from your wife. She's on her period.
Yeah.
Honest opinion, this smells like period blood.
Yeah.
So I haven't sniffed anybody else's can.
I'm going to sniff my can.
But Ben's can smells like period blood.
Yeah. I think I may have got like the punked can out of the whole batch.
My can doesn't fucking smell like that!
No. What am I drinking? Holy shit.
Let's be honest. The smell is the same. The aggressiveness of the smell is different.
Yeah, that's the...
The scent is completely... It's the same scent. A rose smells like a rose, but you take 10 roses and put them in a blender, they're going to smell a lot stronger like a rose than one fucking rose.
I think I may have gotten like the end of a previous batch and they just lumped them together.
Ben's fucking can and his glass smells like period blood, and me and Eric's glass only smells like regular blood. Does that make sense? Good.
This has been Chill Prison Podcast.
That was so fucking weird.
Thanks for tuning in.
Challenge. Finish it.
I'm gonna finish it.
No, I can finish it. It's not that bad. It tastes pretty good.
Done. You all suck.
I'm done too, you goon. But the consequences of the price I had to pay was greater.
I may puke by the end of this episode. I don't know.
I look forward to that. Time for the next brew so I can wash out my
Red Stripe.
I think Red Stripe was a better descriptor for the beer we just had, or at least mine.
No, that's Red Streak.
Red Pad.
Jamaican.
I just twisted it until you said Jamaican, and I was like, oh.
Oh, this one's fancy. This is a cold
hand them over, boys.
Handle my stripe. Fuck yeah. I look forward to having a metal ring on my hand at all times.
You want to tell the listeners why you say that?
Listener, I'm a fiancé now.
Or as my grandpa would like to call it, a financee.
I get it, because now I'm financially obligated.
No, not until you sign the paperwork.
That's true. I could be an absolute sleaze that just stays engaged for a surplus of like 12 years, and everyone around me is just like... What's the point?
I got some blang.
Apparently, I did it wrong, and I had gotten kind of an engagement ring. I got one of those rubber safety rings that you can wear in industrial environments.
Stop talking. Eric.
Yeah?
So, you're a person who exists, who is straight, right?
Last I checked.
Okay. When you are... How do you feel about marriage? What's your intentions? Do you plan on ever getting married?
Or are you indifferent?
If it happens, it happens, maybe.
It happens, but it's not...
If you meet the perfect person, you're not looking, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. You meet the fucking person, the fucking woman, because you said you're straight. The fucking woman or man transitioning to a woman who is perfect for you, right? I obviously say that last part with all irony. you kneel down on one knee. And for the next few months until the legal ceremony or the family ceremony, the other person who didn't kneel down on one knee is the one wearing a ring, right? And you specifically, there's never been a tradition or an obligation for you, the person who kneeled down,
to also wear a ring.
To also wear a ring. There's just never, it's never been a thing, right?
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, it's just never been a thing that you've heard of?
No.
Hmm.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, that
God
next.
Damn it!
Ha.
You mean Courtney?
I want her name to be Steven.
Stefan.
Why do you bring that up? Do you,
So, like, Steven. Steven the
might
next...
have something to share, maybe? Or...
Oh, I'm sharing. I'm putting it all out there. After I had proposed to Steven, she had gone out to, like, I think it was Walmart or something, and then proceeded to pick up those safety silicone bands.
Yeah.
So that I could wear one to represent my engagement. I didn't know. I didn't think anything of it. I was just a cheap ass, and I wasn't going to buy myself a ring because I really don't care. But I popped it on, and
stop.
I wore it.
Stop. Pause for a second. Rephrase the I really don't care part. Pause for a second. Go. Because I'm going to have to cut that shit out. Go.
So the wearing of a ring...
I'm not cutting it out.
...hasn't been... ...hasn't been something that, you know, kept me faithful or anything like that. I've never cheated in my life. So,
yeah, nice save.
Like, having a ring doesn't have much symbolism to me, especially right now.
A ring is a piece of jewelry.
Yes.
A commitment is a commitment.
Regardless.
And a signature
is legally binding.
There you go. Divorce is technically illegal. And I'm not against it. Like, I don't count this as hate speech. I'm not against it. If you get divorced, you get divorced. I don't hate you. But a signature is legally binding, and you may need to figure out how to fix that part if you want to get divorced, because that sounds weird to me. Because I signed some fucking sketchy paperwork for Canadian County to be able to co-sign for shit with my wife.
Hopefully this red stripe is better. Better experience.
This smells like a macro brew, but a little bit more hoppy.
I still smell blood.
I
don't know if it's my glassware or not, but it still smells.
But your can also smelled like blood.
Yeah. I don't have a good answer. I don't know what's happening. Maybe I picked two beers that had like a similar flavor profile. I don't know.
That's weird, because the first sniff that I took of mine,
when I smelled yours, I thought mine smelled stronger, but now that I'm smelling both of them again, mine smells weaker. So I don't know if mine weakened because the hot or the foam went down. Or?
Yeah, you have a better head than mine does right now.
Because yours does smell a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
But now I'm lightheaded.
Pass it over. Let me.
I'm just waiting for you to like
smell yours versus.
Let me give it a whiff.
I'm waiting to watch Russell have a spontaneous nosebleed right into my glass.
Anthrax!
Guys, the thing's bleached.
Red Stripe and Famosa are in it together!
Yeah, it smells weird. I haven't tried it yet.
But it's not your glass. At first, I was worried that maybe I didn't get all the detergent out of your glass, but when I smelled your can,
that confirmed
that it confirmed that it wasn't me, because I did just wash our two glasses. I didn't wash his because it was already clean.
I think I just have some residual dew from a previous beer.
Maybe that might be it.
Oh, that's leaps and bounds better. It has a little bit of bitterness from the hops, a little bit.
It's not even bitterness, beer. It's
some soul
savory.
Let me get another taste. Oh shit. Russell's getting fancy with it. He just swished beer. Like
so,
a fucking sommelier.
Yeah, like
this isn't wine, dude. Just
I'm feeling like I need to get some stringed instruments in for this shit.
Yeah.
I've been putting in for one episode like 3 weeks ago. I put in a lot more clips of music and sounds, but no, I since then I haven't.
You busted your nut all in one go.
Yeah, and then and then for the rest of the episodes, I've just made sure to include the three fucking music pieces or the three jingles, the intro, fucking NBR, the new review, and the outro, and just censor beeps. But there was episode 24, I think it is. Like I put in like a no. No!
I was like the Michael Scott.
Yeah, every once in a while I have a Stephen Hawking simulator. You'll that sprinkle I've been using.
Spice.
Like there was one where Ben was like, ah, fucking Russell fix it. And I was like, and so I just typed into this Stephen Hawking simulator, no, you fucking retard. I cannot fix this. So it went,
no, you fucking idiot. I cannot fix this. It is beyond my power.
That's a really good impression.
You just have to breathe in through your mouth while you say words.
Hello, I am Stephen Hawking. I came up with Hawking radiation.
This is about to develop.
But my penis
pig
cannot get hard.
Yeah, core pig squeals.
I'm okay with that.
I Inhale only screams. Get aroused when you touch my thumb.
Here's a random topic. Do you know how to... You and I, Ben, are metalheads.
Yes.
Do you know anything about screaming?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's just try to make a pig call. Actually, that's not true. Let's get on the same page real quick. Favorite band. I know it. He may not. What's your favorite band?
Mine's Killswitch.
Your favorite band. Metal band, at least.
I don't know. It cycles through, like, constantly.
Narrow it down to screaming is the most important in this decision. What's your favorite band? Who's your favorite screamer, and what band are they in?
I really like Dickie Allen.
From?
Infant Annihilator.
Never heard it.
Okay.
It's not a diss. I've never heard of that. Yeah. My favorite is Beartooth.
Oh, Caleb.
Caleb Shomo is my fucking hall pass.
Your man crush Monday.
Yeah. And I've never felt attracted to his appearance or his singing voice or his fucking raw musical, like, outward live talent. His musical ability makes my butthole come.
Gives you butt cum. I think this is pooping, but
no.
I mean, I'm
no.
In the,
no, it's a separate thing. No. It's called butt cum.
It's like foam.
You never
poop.
Butt cummed before?
No, not yet.
I guess I'm out, dude.
I guess Killswitch isn't that great.
Shots
it's like
fired.
You need a new favorite band.
Speaking of Killswitch, I mean, Killswitch is one of my top three, I guess, but with a previous singer, because his voice, and guess what? I'm not racist because he's black. And I don't like the white guy that screams and sings for them now. I prefer the black guy.
You are the YouTube comment section of every single one of their videos.
Dude, that guy's, what's his name? I always forget it.
Howie
his
Jones.
His fucking voice is...
It's not a rock star name.
Well, that's why he's not in the band anymore. It's not a black guy name either, to be honest.
Yeah. Howie Jones.
Like March.
But like, dude, his voice has so much fucking, like,
feeling and
passion.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Killswitch did a cover of Holy Diver, who I don't even fucking care or know who the original's by.
Dio.
You don't?
Is it Dio?
Dio, Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I've heard the original. I'm not saying I haven't. I've heard the original. I've listened to both. I just don't remember. Because the Killswitch version is more than 100 fucking percent better.
Objectively, I can agree.
And it's all... It's 90 or 85% because of
the
fucking Howie's voice.
Yeah.
Now, the composition of the song is amazing. And it is better than the Dio version, I guess. But it is but the majority, the huge majority of that, the reason I like that song better is the fucking vocals.
Yeah.
Both screaming and singing. It's fucking amazing.
I agree. And they don't play guitar solos normally. Well, they've started doing it recently, but up until that point, I think they only had like one or two guitar solos because the compositions, like the way that they write their music's always been so strong that they didn't need to put a guitar solo in there. You know, the complexity of their guitar parts. And on that one, they both their guitarists like took a turn at the solo and they blew it out of the park.
That solo isn't really a solo, right? It's a duet. Is it not?
Well, they harmonize in parts of it, but
that would be.
But they each get their own section.
Okay, I can't remember, but I do remember. Even the guitar, like there's a drop in that song where he goes, between the velvet lines. Like, yeah, like that part right there, the interlude between the two stanzas or lines of the lyrics. Like it just sounds, it's so fucking like Jack Black. Like all the sounds that
that makes sense.
It's all the fucking sounds that Jack Black makes with his tongue.
Yeah, they make with their guitars.
But they fucking make with their guitars. Yes, it's so fucking good. Honestly, so the first time I heard that, I don't even know why I was in the car. Because so my best friend growing up, we'll call him Devin. We'll never talk to him. I haven't talked to him in a while. He's a DJ now. His music's pretty good. For some reason, I don't remember why, but we were riding home in his dad's Ford Focus, and that song came on the radio. It's just the description, getting the mindset. It's a green Ford Focus, the color of the green of a
like a lime green or a forest green,
avocado green.
Okay,
I guess forest is a good is the word.
Yeah,
his Ford Focus. And that song came on, and Devin was like, this is Killswitch. This is a cover. It's by Jack Black.
I could believe that for a little bit, yeah.
If you don't know that Killswitch did a cover of Holy Diver,
it sounds like a song that Jack Black would have written.
Exactly. Yeah. And not necessarily the
it's the styling,
the vocal proficiency,
the vocal melody on top of the lyrics. All of those check Jack Black boxes.
So if
and
you
if
take
you look
out
in Tenacious D in the Pick of Destiny, which is a Jack Black thing,
yeah,
there's like
dude,
literally
that
a Dio poster that he sings to. So you can
tell
that
the whole
that
song is about him coming from a Christian family, or the whole movie Pick of Destiny is coming from a Christian family and going, I love Dio. And at that point, Dio was like a devil worshiper, which he's not. If you listen to Dio's lyrics,
it's good versus evil.
Yeah, it's not
it's
about devil worship.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
Obviously, the words can be offensive and whatever,
but you can
getting offended and just listen to words.
You can definitely tell that Jack Black's writing was inspired heavily by Dio, and that's an exact perfect example of that.
But so, like, if you take vocal proficiency out of the equation as far as the Holy Diver cover goes, even the tone of the fucking voice of Howie's voice in that song in 7th grade or 6th grade, that's Jack Black. If you've never heard a fucking Killswitch song, it's literally Jack Black's voice. I'm not fucking kidding. Like... And I've never heard Jack, at that point at least, I've never heard Jack Black scream. I don't think I've heard it up to this point.
I can
believe it or disbelieve it. Like, it's just, but the song itself, first of all, I don't know what the song's about.
I don't think anyone really knows what the song's about.
But it's so good. Do not ever listen to the Dio version of that song. The Killswitch version is 100% the best song ever. By as far as like a simple metal song goes,
it checks all the boxes.
It was literally on a fucking mom rock station.
Okay, that I don't know if that's gonna support your argument. Yeah. But
no, it does. Listen, this is why. This is why. Because at that point, Mom Rock stations were only playing fucking The Reason by Hoobastank and fucking Fine. Yeah, it's just, I mean, it was literally butt rock. But the fact that that was in the top 10 or top 40, because it's a top, all fucking radio stations, top 40. Yeah. 95 or 90.
I don't think they need to know the radio station.
Well, our listeners are from Wisconsin, or some of them. 99.5, The Wolf. That's
Power Wolf.
No, The Wolf's a country station.
I feel like I'm a little different.
96.9.
I really like my vocalist to sound like demons.
Like what? Demons. Like the Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
So you like Norwegian metal.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
I like
deathcore a lot.
My vocalists that sound like Cookie Monster. I like my vocalists that sound like teenage girls. I like my vocalists that sound like hockey players in the middle of a fist fight.
I just like my vocalist to sound like as far away from human as possible.
Oh, okay.
So, you might have, Ben, you might have.
Sorry, Russell.
You're probably.
Stop for a second. Fuck! Eric, you met him, and I introduced him as Ben. How did you get that wrong?
My essence bleeds.
I'm sorry. I'm personable. I know people by their real names.
Forget it.
All right. Anyways, Ben.
Yes.
You may be aware.
I hope
Are you
so.
Familiar with Lorna Shore?
Yes.
Is that the?
So you're familiar that they
Cindy Lou Who chick.
So you're familiar.
disclaimer: the girl who played Cindy Lou Who in Tim Burton's The Grinch was a metal-ish singer in her teenage to 30s.
I did not know that.
Go ahead.
So, Lorna Shore.
You might be aware that they just recently got a new vocalist.
Mm-mm. I hadn't been following them very closely, so I didn't know anything about that.
So, their new vocalist, his name is...
No, the thing I love about metal is that it's such a broad spectrum. It's like saying that I like rock music. That could mean anything and everything. One of my favorite vocalists is an asshole by the name of Johnny Craig, and he was the vocalist for a band called Dance Gavin Dance.
His name is Will Ramos.
Will Ramos. What's the story of? So he's the new one, right?
He's the new one. And they put out this single called
You're gonna have to send it to
the Hellfire.
You're gonna have to send it to me. I need to listen to this.
You'll love it.
So what style is
he singing?
They put
out this single called To the Hellfire, which got for a deathcore song, got 2 million hits.
Holy
in
crap.
1 month.
Because no one listens to deathcore. That's impressive.
That's incredible. So they put out that single. That's his first song that he was on
with
that band. And he had been a fan of the band since like 2012.
Holy crap.
So for
he's
him
in
to
it.
Go
as a fan and then transcend
from,
into one of the top in, performing
the band,
singers.
Yeah, to their lead singer, and then to have put out a single and for them to blow the fuck up. My dick would be so fucking big.
I would pass out from the amount of blood loss to my head.
Yeah.
By experiencing that. Yeah.
But it's incredible.
That's awesome. Would you mind sending that to me?
Yeah.
Because I really want to check that out when I get some free time. I'm probably going to listen to it on the way home, honestly.
It's great. He makes noises that a human should not be able to make.
To reproduce. There's like that Russian bear singer guy who just sounds like incredibly gross. I forgot his name. He's like some generic metal band name, but the group is actually really good. I'll try to find
it. Sirens?
No, he has this. He goes by a stage name. It like M Shadows and Zachy Vengeance. He goes
Avenged Sevenfold.
He's not from Avenged Sevenfold. I'm saying they use like a stage name instead of their actual real name.
Do you know
But I'll try to find it later. I'll put some time in. But I really like metal, and metal's a broad spectrum, and it's kind of hard to say like you have a favorite metal band. I've had a favorite band for quite some time. Long before I was like super dedicated to the genre of metal. And that was Killswitch. But my tastes are very, very broad and widespread.
Yeah. And too, I like metalcore. I really like Protest the Hero a lot.
Protest the Hero has really, really intricate guitar parts. Like, yeah. And their time signature is super weird. Super weird. They're good.
Time
they're very gifted.
Changed a lot.
They're very gifted artists. But Dance Gavin Dance has a soul
Taylor
singer.
Mormonson. That's her name. Cindy Lou Who from How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Holy
2000.
Cow. I am seeing things
is
that
a metal
I never
singer.
Thought I would see.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking duct tape. Or, no, that's electrician's tape.
Electrician's tape.
Covering.
Pasty.
Yeah.
Not pasty. That's
pasty.
A food.
And she has it locked in there. We're talking like a solid 8 inches on either side just to
yeah,
make sure
like
it doesn't sweat off.
She's a metal singer. Like the equivalent metal singing to like Paramore, I think. Like that type of music is the band she was in.
Was,
this Paramore.
You know the name of the band?
I can't remember.
We'll have to look that up later as well. I like Paramore quite a bit as well. But one of my favorite examples of a metal singer is Johnny Craig. Have you heard of
Johnny Craig?
Yeah, Johnny Craig.
Sounds familiar.
But... He was a singer for Dance Gavin Dance.
Oh, okay.
And he has like my favorite song by him is called Blue Dream. And it's probably worth us pausing just so you can hear it. But it's technically a metal song.
Clean vocals.
Have you
clean
heard
vocals.
Eleanor Rigby
some,
by the
like,
Beatles?
Really good clean vocalists in metal.
There are several amazing clean vocalists. But this is a metal band and this is a metal song. Pause. Yeah. All right. So I just showed Eric Dance Gavin Dance, which is like the most soul singer Johnny Craig. It doesn't even sound like metal anymore.
And I just showed him Infinite Annihilator.
Imagine
Infinite Annihilator is
the most technical or really technical death metal
of
band.
Sound. They yeah. are so gifted and
just
talented
listen.
That I couldn't play a fraction of a second of what they're playing.
Dude, if you look
even
up,
half speed.
But they also probably hang real dead bodies during their live performances.
They're like a total meme band. If you look up, one of their music videos is just them on a beach, and they're like got these like Hawaiian shirts all open, and they're just looking
that's
weird in the camera and dancing.
I got a pretzel stuck in my cheese.
Russell's over there licking cheese off of scissors.
But I implore you
don't
to
tell
look
the secretary.
Up, all right, I implore you to look up Cunt Crusher. drum play
drum. Okay, yeah.
And his name is Aaron Kitcher, and he's incredible.
Yeah, you
absolutely
can tell every
incredible.
Single one of the members of that band does what they do at such a high level of mastery.
Listen, as far as
like
I
absolute
heard,
mastery,
as, I'm not trying to diss. I'm not trying to diss Eric here, but as far as I heard, what do you mean by every single member? I feel like there was only 2.5 members of that band. There was a guy who went. And there was a guy who went, bam,
no.
really fast, all
so
three of them.
It's an acquired taste.
So
but.
No, and I'm not saying it didn't take talent.
Here's what I'm saying.
But there's only three of them at least.
Here's what I'm saying. Those guys are so skilled at their instruments that the,
yes.
that the stuff that they play is no longer musical. It's literally all technical playing.
Oh yeah,
throughout the entire thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like the drummer
imagine
was fucking insane.
The drummer sounded like a computer.
Yeah,
that was crashing.
Oh yeah,
it was impressive. But I don't think it's musical anymore. They are so fucking talented and skilled. It's like they're just showcasing their raw talent. I say raw. Raw is not even the right word.
It's not
you
raw.
Have to put, you have to put work in to get
they
that
went
good.
To college.
They went to college
yeah,
for drums.
They had to go to college for that.
It was impressive.
All right, Eric, what do you think of the cheese that you just dipped that in?
I need a little more. Okay.
Get a taste of it, because I have a story.
Hey, you guys want some Milanos?
I love my Milanos.
They look so, listener, I have a caramel macchiato Milano. And it reminds me of a story we're supposed to talk about. It looks like a baby breadstick. It's just like a sandwich cookie. Imagine the opposite of an Oreo.
Stop talking.
It's a penis-shaped Oreo.
Stop talking. That's the most amazing thing I've ever put in my mouth.
The coffee cookie?
No. This Milano.
Yeah, you like that?
Give me that fucking tiny bucket.
Give him the baby bucket. He's going to dip cheese. He's going to dip his Milano into cheese for science.
Fuck science.
The Milano is the most incredible thing you put in your mouth?
This is for me.
Mm. It's a great ass sandwich cookie. Have you ascended? Or is it super bad?
I'm laughing. I'm almost going to cry.
You're about to cry. Because of the art you just made in your mouth.
I'm not kidding. This is a fucking joke.
Dude, this fucking slaps.
Fuck yeah, it does, dude.
Shit.
It's a fucking Milano by Pepperidge Farms. Sponsor me. It's really fucking good.
Oh my god.
So.
Give me a fucking Milano right now.
Get this man a Milano. Stat. This is. It looks like he's dipping the Milano into a little jar of pimento cheese.
I could
cheese.
Easily eat the rest of this.
Fuck yeah, dude. Oh, get thanks. In there. But I guess we have some. He did it again.
Did you get this at Walmart?
I think so. It's just like a bag of cookies. It's a good snack.
Sweet Jesus.
You have half a Milano on your thigh.
Let me see the cheese.
Oh, shit.
Don't put too much on there because I am drunk, but the flavor profile's. I'm seriously,
like
I have tears in my eyes. I'm not
sweet,
even fucking kidding.
Mixed with savory. Is it the trifecta? I will not participate in that. If I can keep from it, unless it's like a for science,
you,
then you better
like
fucking, you better
fucking
save
pounds.
It. Yeah, you better fucking save that. Because I really don't care to do it.
Is that not fucking amazing?
Is it good?
Fucking good, dude.
Listener,
I'm gonna go give this to the secretary real quick.
I think me and Russell are about to have a fist fight over these.
Hold on a second.
Holy fuck, dude.
I was not expecting this. This is a new development.
Listeners, you are doing yourselves a disservice. You do not go out and get yourself some Milano caramel macchiato cookies.
And then dip them into.
Dip them in. Fuck, how do you pronounce that?
Is it pimento cheese? What is that?
Kokona?
I don't know what that is.
I don't
means.
Know, dude. It's some Hawaiian name.
Grab it.
How do you pronounce that? Kokona?
Kakana?
Kakana?
Yeah, it's Kakana. Port wine cheese.
K-A-U-N-A.
Yeah.
Spreadable cheddar.
It looks Hawaiian as fuck. Spreadable cheddar cheese. Apparently it's made in Wisconsin.
It comes in a little cup.
Yeah, it looks like a yogurt cup, if I were to describe it visually.
Yeah.
And it's like vibrant orange. It looks like something you would find out of a squeeze cheese or a spray cheese of can. Or an aerosol cheese. It looks like an aerosol cheese that they put inside of a yogurt cup.
Okay, first of all, fuck you, because that's from my home. And second of all, the secretary is not here.
What? She just left?
Not sure where she is. I'm hoping it's food, but in 48 hours, she will be on TV.
You will be a suspect.
Anyway.
At least you have a half alibi.
Yeah.
You're going to have to buy me off.
Make
of,
sure
like,
there's metadata on this
Bell.
Recording.
You're going to have to buy me off with like 2 weeks of Taco Bell so I can so I'll participate in the interviews with the police investigators.
I will not be laundried into this.
We'll see.
Brian laundried, mostly because we're landlocked, but...
Dog the Bounty Hunter's gonna be knocking your apartment door.
Also, since this comes out in like 2 weeks, like 3 or 4 to 5 to 7 weeks.
Yes.
Brian Laundrie's fucking guilty, and if he gets off of this shit, he better be fucking dead because of, or he better be, it better be because he's fucking dead.
We're talking like OJ levels of
guilt.
Yeah.
Unless there's a serial killer who's not on the fucking serial killer wiki fandom shit that we just don't fucking know about.
That just stayed under the radar for 10
years. He's guilty as fuck.
It looks bad. Look, you don't just go camping after your fiance goes missing.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Dude! Fucking dude! He stole her car! And drove it like 9 states!
It's not.
And also,
yeah, it does not look good for that.
Fucking so, Stephen Bertolino.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Is Brian's lawyer, so I'm gonna tread lightly.
Okay. Because he will rake us to the coals.
Yeah. So I'm gonna let's generalize this. Defense lawyers,
not specifically that one that we just mentioned.
Yeah, defense lawyers, whom I have had to employ because of a civil lawsuit that I was innocent of the allegations for, and one.
Let the record show. He won that court fist fight.
Let me rephrase this. It is too easy for defense lawyers to be fucking scumbags. Or... he has no fucking clue what he's talking about, and he's being lied to by his clients. I'm serious. I'm serious. Try it.
I really don't want to.
Why? Because you don't want to like it? Is it because you don't want to like it?
It's a fusion of I don't want to vomit and also in the event that I enjoy that.
Dude, I was afraid that you were going to puke when I tried it because I'm drunk and anything fucking tastes good. He tried it. He's a soda.
Dude, I'm
the fucking best of them.
I believe
and
that.
I like.
I'm serious.
Look how skinny I am.
I'm fucking serious.
Eater.
Try it.
Live
I'm
a little.
Set this one out.
Okay. Well,
I'm gonna set this one out.
Ducky, you know how your dad probably more than likely because he's a dad from Wisconsin, in your fridge, has a how tall would you say that is?
That's a yogurt cup.
How tall would you say it is? It's taller than a yogurt cup.
I wish I knew centimeters so I could piss people off and give them a description that's accurate, but also won't help them in the slightest.
5.5 inches. So
don't
dad,
fucking say that that's 5.5 inches. You need to fucking redact that immediately. Fix this.
Fucking sorry. 4.25 inches
that's
tall.
That's 3 inches.
Four.
That's 3 inches, dude.
Yeah, he's right. It actually probably
fucking
is closer to
you're
3.
You're about to make your penis sound like so fucking small.
That's how you have children. Anyway,
through deceit.
So, Duckworth, you know how your dad more than likely because he's from Wisconsin and he's a fucking he's a blue collar guy.
In his fridge will have a aerosol
can.
He
more than likely somewhere in your kitchen has a bag or box, if he's a weirdo, of pretzels, probably spiral shaped pretzels, if not spiraled. They're not pretzel shaped, they're long shaped. And in your fridge, he's got a 3.25 inch.
He has a yogurt cup filled with aerosol cheese.
It's not aerosol cheese, aerosol and you fucking cheese. Take that back. You goddamn fucking Judas.
It has the orange, it's the most orange fucking cheese. That's borderline Cheetos.
I will murder your
that looks
family
like Cheetos.
In cold blood in front of your fucking defense attorney.
Look me square in the eyes and tell me that doesn't look like a fucking Cheeto.
Okay, I'm gonna, in the edit, I'm fucking muting this mic this whole time.
Looks like dick cheese.
So Duckworth, listen to me.
It looks like dick cheese. You need to see a physician immediately.
This tub of cheese. I went to Target here in Edmond, Oklahoma about a week and a half ago. And when we were looking for stuff for my wife's taco recipe, I came across a little tub of cheese that your dad probably has in his fridge, in the fridge, that is made, produced, and packaged in Kokona, Wisconsin, the smelliest town in Wisconsin.
Is it just a dairy farm that they happen to put a township on?
Your mic's still muted.
Okay.
And
so all of Wisconsin.
So I bought it.
I'm assuming all of Wisconsin
and
just smells like
I
an asshole.
I hope that you feel the same feelings that I feel when I look at this and go, I could still be there and not around these prejudiced fucking assholes. Because that's how I feel. And it's not Cheese Whiz.
Aerosol cheese.
This, I have toured the cheese factory that this place, that this fucking cheese has been packaged in.
And you saw the robot squeeze the aerosol Cheese Whiz into this yogurt cup.
No, I actually saw the lady in a lab coat with gray hair.
Oh, you saw her squeeze the aerosol cheese into the yogurt cup.
No, I saw clones of her, like 500 of them, processing.
You saw the milk.
The cheese that came straight from the cows that were in the pasture.
That's one fucked up cow if it just squeezes out cheese.
That were from.
Dude, can you imagine?
Like, yeah, imagine your nips just like producing. That,
Ducky.
I get it. The cows are the aerosol cans. It makes sense now.
Ducky, you've been to Kelly's Creamery. You understand the cows are literally on the property. Of that ice cream joint. And the ice cream there tells it all. The ice cream's amazing, and it's because it all comes from those fucking cows. It doesn't leave the fucking acreage. And you know what? That's where this cheese came from.
Can Russell, I have another cookie?
Absolutely. Russell, mute what I'm about to say. So what if we like got body painted like cows? And then we went to the milking station and got free hand jobs.
Body painted like what?
I'm absolutely not meeting that. That's fucking hilarious.
For science.
No, not for science. For my enjoyment.
For recreation.
I'm going to call the sick.
You know for a fact that they have to have the most calloused hands. There's no way you're enjoying it.
I've milked a cow. It's not that bad. You're just a little baby guy.
My fragile skin couldn't handle that. It's a good sandwich cookie.
Gotta work up, man.
I don't know what to say to that. I have nothing to say to that. I'm gonna let that one rest. I'm not enough of a man for that.
Hey, where did you go?
Cotton Eye Joe.
Where are you? Oh, okay. Just no, I was just gonna have you try something that we made here in the studio, and I thought it might be delicious. I mean, I proved by secondary opinion that it is delicious, and I wanted you to try it and get your opinion on it, but you ditched us, so that's all right.
So sorry.
Make one for her.
We're gonna save you one so that you can try it.
No, here's the thing. I know for a fact you're gonna grab a couple and eat those after. So you should make 5 so that you have 3 to eat and then 2 for her.
You're a smart person. All right. Have fun at Target. All right. Love you.
You didn't factor in me. Maybe I want
to say
true. That's true. We're probably looking at 8 then. You need to use the rest of the bag to create your Franken snack. And then she'll have enough to try, and then also Eric will have
we'll
enough.
Ration these. So there's one.
It's our new currency.
2.
You know, this is going to turn into a dark night when you guys are alone, and you will have a can of Cheese Whiz.
There's
and you'll happen to have a Milano, and you're going to actually put real Cheese Whiz, not the stuff that I'm mocking and saying is Cheese Whiz, but the real deal, onto those cookies, and you're going to be in a sea of crumbs and shit.
Okay, I'm going to go put...
I don't think that I can own a package of those when if he spends the night or hangs out with me, because it's going to turn into a fight.
I'm going to put this in the fridge.
Really? That's smart. Listener, there's a half Milano that has spreadable cheese on it that has been prepared with love and care for the secretary in hopes that she'll enjoy a delicious meal. I wish I had a Stephen Attenborough, like, wildlife narration voice. Fuck yeah, dude. Get in there. Also, the cheese is... right next to his beer.
Too late. It was only half of one. Where did it?
Get in there, dude. If you're gonna enjoy the snack, enjoy it right. I wonder if we're gonna have an official cookie of the show.
Should be this.
You think so?
Dipped in cheese.
You think so? What is the name for this sandwich? What are we gonna dub this? This snack.
The Milano Spectrum.
The Milano Spectrum.
Yeah, because only an autist would do what we're doing.
No, I don't. I like the Milano blank. Like maybe the Milano experience, maybe a Greasy Alyssa.
Where did you get that one from?
Alyssa Milano.
Oh,
like the actress.
The cheesy Melissa.
Maybe a Milky Melissa.
Or Alyssa, right? Is it Melissa or Alyssa?
Sorry, it's Alyssa. Okay, Milky Alyssa. Please don't make me do that. Please don't do that to me because I really don't want to participate in that.
I'll take it.
No.
Please do.
No, Eric.
I really, really don't want to eat that.
Why?
It looks so gross.
Bite just the corner.
Please.
Can we kick him off the podcast?
Please don't make me do
it. I'm thinking about it.
Please.
You didn't even have to take a bite in the full force of the cheese. I tried to get as little cheese as possible. If you want me to take it off, just take a little taste of the combination of flavors.
I want to live in mystery, not knowing the glory. Please. I know it's probably good, but I really don't want that.
Okay, so you have a choice. It's either this, or I get my pitcher out that I usually try to make powder Gatorade in, and I waterboard you in my bathtub.
What's it going to be?
You're really going to do this? You're really going to do this?
It's one of the two.
Okay.
Actually, the third one you don't want. It involves my penis in your butthole, and then my dog's penis in your butthole, and secretly my dog doesn't have a penis, and I will be buying something to make a penis.
It's a sub.
And me masturbating in the corner.
And it's probably going to be the third one.
So,
and he will be wearing a costume that looks like you to offend you.
You are signing on. You're signing on because we're about to record our first Let's Play for some Ben imposed.
If you don't like it, listen, if you think it's the worst thing ever,
it's probably just going to be fine. Honestly, let's make a deal. It's going to be fine.
Okay, let's make a deal. If it's just fine, we go on with our lives. If it's -1 through a million.
Well, he could just say it's -1 through a million.
I wouldn't do that.
He is an ethical person. If it's just fine, we're at a fucking impasse and everything's cool. And we don't have to deal with anything. And for some reason, if you want to give me a punishment, me or Eric, or I would take it, then we'll figure that out later. If it's -1 through a million, punishment. Not judged on the percentage of a million, like not judged on the
I will judge
absolute,
it barely.
Yeah.
What if he?
But if it's amazing, you have to admit that and deal with it, and I will not punish you. If it's,
I'm ready to admit that it's good. Like
if it's
never
plus 0.000, repeating to the fucking millionth decibel one, not decibel, decimal, with an M. You have to admit that.
On recording.
On recording. And I am not making you eat all of that. I want you to have some cheese with some of that Milano. And tell me...
It's coffee flavored.
Yes.
We're trusting that you give us your honest opinion.
And cheese is not going to go well in my stomach. I can almost guarantee that. And I don't want to get sick when I leave.
It's not real coffee. It's coffee flavored.
I am nervous that
how
I'm going to end
is
up
your fucking
physically
stomach?
Ill. I am still... Listener, we had to cancel our last recording session because I was physically ill.
Fuck
I hadn't gone to work.
Listeners, tune in.
I'll do it. I'll
no,
do
it's
it.
It's too late. I touched it with my fingers. Tune in next week. Ben's going to bring in the same fucking Milanos and we're going to deal with this situation later.
To be continued. To be continued.
And on Wednesday, I'm going to fucking talk to his fiance and tell him what happened so she can
shame me in front of my fiance.
Yes.
God bless. I feel so bad because I make her try weird shit all the fucking time.
That's
like all sorts of weird.
You shouldn't talk about that on a fucking public platform.
Also weird angles for my penis.
I'm sorry, Eric. There's one full thing left. Do you want it?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
Take a full cookie sandwich.
Because if I didn't warn you, I would have fucking eaten it.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, damn it.
You missed this last little part.
Hey.
I feel like I dodged a bullet on that one.
No.
Like, I know the bullet's coming back around. I get it. It's circling the earth right now. And I'm prepared to face it then. But I don't think that my stomach is in a physical state to be able to accommodate that right now.
I understand. That's why I stopped. Because you were sick last week. Now, let me be honest about the taste. First of all, that was amazing. And the listeners have gotten zero context on what's been going on for the past 14 and a half minutes. So, Ben brought out a bag of Milanos.
By Pepperidge Farms.
Everybody's had those.
Milano, the caramel macchiato one. So, it has like a coffee flavor.
And me being already drunk before they got here to the studio.
Who eats like a high person.
Yeah. All the time. I ate one of those Milanos and went, let me put it in my dipping cheese.
Because dipping cheese is
and it was more than likely the most beneficial combination of flavors I've ever had inside of my sex hole that I've never used for sex.
So it
my mouth.
And then me. Eric,
so, hold on.
Being completely sober,
exactly,
decided
sound mind and body.
Well, you
let
know what?
Me control
maybe I'll try
test
it. Maybe,
this.
Maybe I'll try it. It'll be the control group, right? And God damn it, he wasn't wrong.
It's a damn fine sandwich cookie.
Would you agree that a mild cream cheese might be a better substitution as far as flavors
cheese.
For the cheese?
Is it because the cheddar was a little too sharp?
There's
for
a
it?
Little bit of sharpness that I enjoy, but the layman or you may see as a bit of a negative.
Okay. Yeah,
you're
would
you asking
think,
me.
Would yeah, you think
would.
That what I'm saying about him being
would I appreciate
would
it
he
more
appreciate more cream cheese
versus cheddar.
Versus the sharp
you might
cheddar?
Appreciate him a little more cream cheese. I'm like you, I enjoy the sharp. So,
yeah.
You gentlemen enjoy the finer things.
But if we were to judge it on a fucking plane, the majority of the benefits from that flavor came from the cheesiness and not necessarily sharpness. The sharpness, in our opinion, was a added bonus, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe cream cheese might be better.
All right.
For you.
So we can definitely try that out. Like when
dude, it is so fucking good. I was literally prepared to fucking vomit on this microphone when I first tried it. And
yeah, I'm a picky eater, man. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a really picky
I'm not
eater.
Joking. I had
I
tears
it.
In
thoroughly
my
enjoyed
eyes
it.
As soon as I fucking put it in my mouth.
You have tears in your eyes and cheese in your beard. I know you're serious. Eric, look at that. Do you see that?
We're out. Are we out of cookies?
Yeah,
we're out of cookies. We're out of cookies, and I'm really disappointed.
It's so good. I can't wait
we
till this.
Look, we have pretzels left over.
The queso Milano.
But that doesn't help the fact that I'm disappointed. For
the queso
out of
Milano.
The queso Milano.
You
Melissa
heard it
Milano
here first, guys.
From fucking
Charmed.
The Charmed,
witch.
Yeah.
The queso Milano.
Witch cheese.
Yeah, there you go. Listener Russell is using a broken piece of pretzel to fish out the last little cookie bit that had fallen into the dipping cheese.
It's so fucking good.
Apparently this is an amazing snack and I encourage you to try it. Let us know in the comment section what you think about this queso Milano.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Do me a favor. You can avoid the cookie. Get a little bit. Don't get a bunch of cheese on your pretzel. Dip in so you can get a taste of what cheese we're tasting. It's a port wine flavor from Kaukauna, Wisconsin.
That looks like a Hawaiian name. We weren't sure how to pronounce that.
It's Native American.
Whoops.
So Kaukauna.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the fucking cheese state. Don't fuck with me. So Kaukauna, Wisconsin
That pretzel is really good too.
I don't know. Yeah, it's Dots or whatever. They're fantastic. My wife's obsessed with them. Also, the secretary is obsessed with them. Anyway, Kekauna, Wisconsin. To get from my hometown to Appleton, where all the cool shit is,
you have to pass through there.
You have to go through the Kekauna. Well, Kekauna is where all the paper that you love and use to print with. Is it like
Scranton, Pennsylvania?
No, there's a Universal Paper Company or American Paper Company, whatever. They have a factory there.
Dunder Mifflin.
No, sure. and
Hammer Mill.
I'm done talking about that. paper. I don't know if you know this, but go sniff a tree. Okay.
Paper smells like asshole. Paper Stop. Plants are gross.
Relax. Relax. Let me walk the listeners through this. Do me a favor. Pause this. Go smell the nearest tree. Okay. Now that you've unpaused it and you know what a tree smells like, go smell the nearest sheet of plywood or desk made of particle board, cardboard fucking door. Smell the nearest wood product other than paper. Okay, now that you've unpaused it, now go smell the nearest sheet of paper. Blank sheet of printer paper. Okay, now that you've unpaused it, kill yourself. And smell that. Because none of what you smelled prior to committing death to your own self is worse than the smell of a fucking paper mill. It smells like rotten eggs, Satan's asshole, and baby motherfucking Jesus.
Left out in a Tupperware container in a hot car for a couple weeks.
When did you guys go to
a paper mill? Amen. That's where this cheese comes from, is the town that this paper mill is in. That's what I'm talking about. Kekauna, Wisconsin.
It smells like
so this place,
death.
I guess the company that makes this cheese is
so
the
they
Kekauna
went through,
Cheese Factory.
They went through hell so that we could experience hell.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just funny because this cheese tastes so good and
the town
smells like shit.
Yeah.
But like every time, you could have your fucking recirculation on in your car.
And it would still seep
and
in.
And you smell like you're in space trying to fucking die. It's horrible.
You smell like five people farted in your spacesuit.
No.
And your legs
farted.
Necrotic.
Not fucking farted. Five fucking people committed sin
five
and
pedos.
God is committing wrath in your spacesuit. There is not a defecation that smells like Kekauna, Wisconsin. The whole fucking town smells like that, and I'm not sure how they don't all kill themselves.
So
it is the worst smell I've ever had. And I lived in a dairy fucking state where everything smelled like cow shit.
So listener, moral of the story is that sad cows make a damn good cheese. And this has been episode whatever of the Chill Prison Podcast. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Talking into the microphone.
And I am talking into the microphone.
I'm
and,
talking into the microphone as
and,
well.
And my penis is the size of a Small child? Not a small child's penis. The entire child. Yes.
The way that I interpreted that was that your penis size was comparable to that of a small child.
Are we recording yet?
We are recording. We're trying to get levels.
And you need to boost your starting delivery. Last week, we're saving these test now? Records for
you like that?
The end like tag of each episode.
Right.
Okay.